Smith Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio as we are continuing to look at the NCAA tournament at some of these teams that have been waiting to find out who and when they're going to be playing and where they're going to be playing because they won their conference tournament. And the Texas A&M Corpus Christi Islanders are one of those teams. Joining us on our progressive guest line, head coach Steve Lutz joins us to talk about his Islanders. And how are you, coach? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. So I got to ask this, for teams like you, like schools like you that knew you were in based on winning your conference championship, what was the week like leading up to Selection Sunday, figuring out all those things I just mentioned, who you'll play, where you'll play, and the excitement that was building up to finally see the name on the board?
Yeah, you know, this year our league moved our conference tournament to have the championship on Wednesday night, which helped, right? So you drove back, or at least the team drove back after the game on Wednesday night, and were able to enjoy being on campus with the students on Thursday and Friday. I gave them Thursday and Friday off. I went recruiting with the staff for a couple days. But, you know, at that point of the year, you need a day or two off because your bodies are beat up and you know, you just need to catch up on some rest and some treatment and those sorts of things. So we took a couple days off, practice on Saturday, practice today, and then, you know, you're just kind of filled with anticipation to see your name up there on that board and where the heck you're going to go.
Does it matter that you're going to Dayton? Does it matter that it's in one of the first four games? Or does it, you know, how do you guys feel about that particular part of the tournament?
You know what? Like, why would you ever complain about going to the NCAA
Without
tournament?
A doubt,
whether,
right?
whether they send me to Seattle or Dayton or Birmingham, Alabama. Like, you shouldn't complain. You're one of 68 teams. That's a special group. And, you know, you have to treat it as such. With that being said, you know, last year we went to the first four, and we were the first game on national TV, so everybody was able to see, you know, what our program was about, and we came up short. So this year, now you've got to focus your team on, hey, getting to Dayton and winning the first game, and then let's go toss it up against Alabama and Birmingham and see what happens.
Can you quantify what that means, that what you just talked about, what it means for your school to be part of this on national TV? It is, you know, people may be all over the country and they're watching different things about college basketball, but everyone in the country is focused on this tournament and watching you of 68 teams.
Yeah, I mean, like, when we come on to national TV on Tuesday or whenever we play, they're going to be able to see Texas A&M Corpus Christi. It's its own island. It's called Ward Island. Like, the aerial view on Google Maps is phenomenal. And they're going to be like, okay, you have Texas A&M down there, but now you also have Texas A&M Corpus Christi where, hey, man, I can go to school and I can be on an island and there's 250 days of sunshine a year. I mean, like, what's wrong with that, you know? And you're part of the A&M system, so you're getting a really good degree. But it's just, you know, like I say, I mean, for the university, for the players, for the athletic department, for the city of Corpus, I mean, it's a great destination spot for vacation, and people come down here all the time. But now, why wouldn't you just come down, you know, and go to school as well?
23-10 this past season. You won the conference tournament, as I mentioned, but you were on top of the conference all season long. Second straight year in the NCAA tournament. How deep are your Islanders? How experienced are your Islanders?
We've got a lot returning. We were, you know, last year going into the NCAA tournament or going into the season, we were one of the highest number of transfers in the country in terms of bringing in players because we only retained three from the previous staff. And then at the end of the season in the transfer portal age, we only had no one leave, which we're one of seven or eight schools in the country that had no one leave the program. So essentially we had every starter return. With that being said, we lost our point guard in the championship game. He hurt his knee. And, you know, that's a big blow, but we were still able to win the championship without him. And we've got a deep and experienced team. A lot of guys have played a lot of minutes that are returning.
Yeah, Tyrion Murdix, correct? Is that the point guard you were talking about?
Exactly, yeah. Poor Tyrion, he hurt his knee, yep.
Yeah, so what is his situation? Is there any chance he comes back, or is that a tournament-ending injury?
No, yeah, that's a tournament-ending injury.
Yeah, that's too bad. But nevertheless, still persevered without him. What did you guys learn towards the end of the season when, like, 11 of your last 12 games, as you guys were finding a rhythm, is there something to be said about that going into the tournament, winning that much in February and March?
Yeah, no, it builds confidence, right? And, you know, when you start playing well and you're building confidence, things just kind of steamroll a little bit. And, you know, that was kind of the case with us. We had some really good games. We had a misstep against A&M Commerce late in the season. But, you know, for the most part, by and large, our guys were bought in and focused on, you know, being a really good defensive team and then you know, taking the first best opportunity that we had to score offensively.
I know you just found out, but I have to ask anyway, do you know anything about Southeast Missouri State out of the OVC?
Yeah, I mean, I've known Brad Korn for 15, 20 years. I mean, he's a good friend. You know, this is his second or third year into the program. He's done a good job. He's got three really, really good guards that put a lot of pressure on the rim. They don't have a ton of size inside. Not that they're small, but, like, they don't have 6'8", 6'10", 6'10". And you don't have that a whole lot in the Southland Conference or the OVC. So, you know, probably going to be similar to us. You know, had I not gotten on the call with you, I would have, you know, been watching film. So we'll both, he'll hunker down and study on us, and I'll do the same on them. And then we'll figure out a game plan and get on that plane and get going tomorrow.
Well, thank you for taking time with us, Coach. I really appreciate it. Good luck to you guys and the Islanders up in Dayton against Southeast Missouri State. These games are pretty fun to kick off the tournament. And congratulations for the second straight year making it to the dance.
Thank you very much.
All right, Steve Lutz, again, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, heading over to Dayton. And as he said, who can complain if you make the NCAA tournament? I can at least, he won't ever say, we're outraged or this is ridiculous. No, they're excited. They're excited to be in it.
But you should be.
But he didn't get in on the good graces of the selection committee. Like, he doesn't need to make them happy. He won his conference tournament. He gets in. He's not like, oh, thank God they saw it our way. He earned it. He knew that he was in. So the week for them was they win the Southland Conference tournament. They did lose their point guard, Tyrion Maddox. But they win the Southland Conference tournament, and now they have like a week to process going to this thing, right? And as I've said with these other coaches, you've got now everybody wants a piece of you, right? You're this small school. Everyone's like, oh, good luck. Everything's great. But once you make the tournament, now everybody comes out of the woodwork, right? Everybody wants a little piece of you. Family members, friends from high school, everybody kind of wants a piece of you. Like, can you get me tickets? Can you get me? Like, all that stuff. And so it's like when you go to the Super Bowl, they give you like these 2 weeks to prepare for going to the Super Bowl, because part of it is the preparation and the other part is everybody's got a personal thing going on with whoever's tugging at them. And these players are, it's kind of the same thing. You know, all of a sudden it's, oh yeah, we're going to this thing. But they don't know where they're going. Are they going to Orlando? Are they going to Sacramento? Are they going to Denver? Are they going to Birmingham? Where are they going? Nobody, does it go into Columbus? Nobody knows. And then they find out, oh, we're going to Dayton. I got to be honest with you. If I was a player on the Corpus Christi Islanders, I would be like, all right, I know it's exciting. We're going to Dayton. Because here's the thing. The one thing that they do say is, well, here's the thing. You're not playing Kansas in Dayton, Ohio.
Right.
Like, you're not playing Purdue in Dayton, Ohio. You're playing a team about where you are.
You have a better chance of winning.
Like, so you're actually going to be, by our metrics, in a competitive game. We're not making you go to Dayton and hope you pull off the upset of the ages. If you win a game against somebody about where you are in terms of the way we view you and you pull that off, then you get to go to Orlando and take on Purdue or whoever like that. And then you get to do that. But at least you'll be going in to a competitive game. But that means one of those two teams doesn't get to experience the big bright lights of the tournament. And as many will say, an NIT run to New York City or wherever it is nothing compared to one and done in the NCAA tournament. You get more mileage being in that tournament. Like he said, you want attention on a school where there's a lot of sunshine, it's on an island, Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
Yeah.
Right? How do you do that? Well, the NIT isn't going to do that for you, but being in the tournament for the first 2 hours on a Thursday, it will do it to you. Yes, it will. It does. People see the logo. They do. They remember it.
Yeah, but I still think, because the problem that I have is that you have Texas A&M and Southeast Missouri State playing against each other, right?
Yep.
No one knows where those schools are.
Well, Well, you know, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, if you don't know, you could look up Corpus Christi.
You could look up both of them, but I'm saying
But Southeast Missouri State is in Southeast Missouri, but you don't know where. It's Cape Girardeau, but you still don't know.
The point I'm trying to make is that, you know, you're not having a whole lot of eyes
not
on them.
On Tuesday or Wednesday.
But if Corpus Christi immediately started off in the tournament playing against Alabama.
You're right.
You're going to watch that.
100% right. People are going to watch it just through the general watching the tournament, and you're going to get a lot more eyeballs. You're 100% right. That doesn't do anything for them on a Tuesday or Wednesday. You're 100% correct. Yeah, because if you're trying to get that kind of notoriety and attention, you're getting kind of screwed over when you go to Dayton.